without running water. Half of his brothers and sisters died in infancy because there was a 50% infant mortality rate. A mother would bury half of her children because of dysentery, cholera. So that was the world in which my 96-year-old father was born. And today, he speaks with his grandchildren on Zoom, which until well into his adult life would have been something that you would only see in a science fiction film. So we should begin by recognizing that we have made extraordinary progress. But at the same time, in our societies, there is a sense of despair. There is a kind of psychic pandemic, as I like to call it. There is a lot of anxiety, depression, stress, substance abuse. And you sort of have to ask yourself, well, how do we make sense of this? Because, yes, we have difficulties. But in physical terms, we are living in what is by far the best period in human history. So what is it that explains this prevalence of despair and disillusionment? And while we can speak about this at the individual level, at the level of families, communities, neighborhoods, places of work, it also is translating into this kind of extreme polarization, this very divisive political space that we live in today, which I think is not so much a question of ideology as it is one of mental health. I think our societies are becoming psychologically unhinged. And when we see this sort of very grotesque political discourse, I think it's more a reflection of what is happening at a time when, on the one hand, we have unprecedented prosperity, but at the same time, we are living through the social media generation. We have a world in which people are hyper-connected electronically, but only experience the most superficial connections with their fellow human beings. We are substituting the wondrous universe with the metaverse. And in a sense, we're becoming more and more isolated, more and more in denial about the sense of community and the powerful, authentic relations, which is ultimately the source of our happiness. And of course, this is not just a function of technology. It's a function of a consumerist culture, a materialistic civilization, which tells us that the measure of progress, the pursuit of happiness, is defined in terms of money, material things. So we have to, you know, ask ourselves, where has that brought us? We are, on the one hand, living in a world of infinite possibilities, the world of artificial intelligence, which frightens us, of course. No one wants to have a world where machines will take over and do terrible things. But on the other hand, imagine if artificial intelligence is put to good use in the service of humankind, rather than just to enrich some tech billionaires who are going to create an oligarchy and dominate everyone. Then we could live in paradise. We could have an incredible world where no human being is in need. Everyone is taken care of. But when you combine that technological progress with a culture of greed, of profit at any cost, at complete indifference towards the suffering of others, lack of empathy, this culture of, you know, narcissism, self-centeredness, well, then that technology can become a means of domination and exploitation. So I think we're reaching a point in history where the world as we have known it has to give way to a new world. We have to walk into the unknown, and we have to reimagine society. We have to reimagine the economy. We have to reimagine our place in the universe, in effect. And I say this in particular because for the first time in history, we are confronted with the problem of anthropogenic climate change. Climate change caused not by natural factors, but because of human activity. So we witness, on the one hand, you know, divisive politics, the right wing against the left wing, Arabs against Israelis, Russians against Ukrainians, and geopolitical games, and this incredible divisiveness. But on the other hand, the reality of humankind is one of inextricable interdependence. It would be foolish to think that our welfare can be separated from the rest of humanity, not just because of the nature of the global economy, flows of migration, and a whole lot of other aspects of the global village in which we live in. But climate change in particular is the game changer, because there's only one climate system. There's only one Earth. There's only one humankind. And for the first time, we're confronted with a situation where, for the sake of our common survival, we have to set aside our differences and we have to cooperate at really a planetary level. So this, of course, is a cause for concern. We see the massive forest fires in the prairies, and you've experienced it in British Columbia. We have flooding, drought, you know, a lot of chaos and loss and suffering. But on the other hand, the good news is that while we can ignore certain laws, let's say we have the international law of human rights, all sorts of treaties that have been concluded by the United Nations, and a lot of governments disregard those treaties and they violate human rights with impunity. And we try through our struggles to try and create a better world through the International Criminal Court, through our judicial systems, through democratic governments, through creating a more humane culture. We try to fight on several fronts to transform society and create a more just and unified culture. But when it comes to the laws of nature, well, you cannot violate the laws of nature with impunity, because the Earth has its own laws, which it imposes with very real consequences. And in this regard, I've learned much from our indigenous brothers and sisters, whether in Canada or halfway across the world in the South Pacific, where I spent some time with people from islands of Tuvalu, Vanuatu, very small islands that you would have difficulty finding on a map in the South Pacific. But there is, from the vantage point of an outsider, I could say, so much to learn from the reverence of nature, from the understanding that the ultimate source of law is the Earth, creation, that we should not be so arrogant to think that we're at the center of the world, because in fact, we are an insignificant speck in an infinite universe. And that is not just spiritually very empowering, because in fact, humility and living in your soul is going to bring your happiness, not egotism and narcissism. And that's maybe why in societies which are so prosperous, people are sinking actually into more and more despair, because the whole system is geared towards instant gratification and self-indulgence, rather than recognizing that in order to grow spiritually, you have to struggle, you have to sacrifice. Understanding that we are not at the center of the world, that we are part of this great universe, something with which spiritual traditions teach us, is a very liberating feeling. But beyond that, it's now also necessary for our survival, because we have to understand that if we don't respect the laws of nature, there will be very real catastrophic consequences. And the laws of nature demand us to change our way of life. to change our materialistic civilization, which has no respect for anything except indulging our immediate appetites, which is lying to us, telling us that you should just consume more and more, you should be more and more greedy, hoard more and more wealth, never mind if others are living in poverty, never mind if the environment is being destroyed. And it is a kind of psychological illness. It's a collective psychological illness. So when we see what is happening in polarization and the chaos around us, we shouldn't be surprised. We shouldn't be surprised, because this is how we, in a sense, created these circumstances through making the wrong choices. So this is why I think there's a cause for hope, and we need to try to look beyond the mess, the chaos. We need to look beyond the, you know, sound bites and snippets on social media, the videos that are trying to polarize us, to create controversy, all the algorithms which are trying to poison our mind with divisive ideologies. We need to understand that we all need to live in community with one another, that our welfare is inseparable, and we need to reject division, we need to reject greed, we need to reject materialism, we need to encourage and reward spiritual qualities, compassion, mercy, empathy, and caring for other people. We need to understand the difference between the love of power and the power of love, as I like to say it. So those are just some reflections that I would share about where we're at today.
So powerful, so beautiful. We really appreciate your words, and I really take that to heart to continue to reach out to natural law and try to infuse that in my life. And I encourage our listeners out there too to heed the words of Dr. Akvan. These are very powerful, full of wisdom, full of knowledge. We really appreciate you for sharing with us, giving us your insights, your experience, your time, your wisdom. And I know your ancestors, King Darius and King Cyrus, are very proud and happy for what you're doing for the world and continuing on their legacy of human rights and justice. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and a great pleasure to be with you again, and warmest greetings to all the friends out there in British Columbia.
Thank you so much. Lots of love to you. Have a great week and weekend, and we're already looking forward to hearing from you again very soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Blessings. Yes. Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. That was the interview with Dr. Akvan. We're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to, coming up next, we're going to have the song of the week of Shkwait Shakhlach, and his song is from Michael Bublé, Feeling Good. Enjoy, everybody.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know. know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
We're back. So we have on the line with us, we have Shkwait Shakhlach. He's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, and the big forest fires of a few years ago, a big flood of a few years ago, an extreme survivalist and inspiration for many people, including myself. And he brought the song for us from Michael Bublé, and the song Feeling Good. So that was great. And also we have on the line with us, we have Lady Fahima too. So welcome both of you. How are you doing? Can you hear me? Oh, I guess I must have got knocked off the line, so sorry about that. We've been having technical difficulties today, so I'll try to reconnect with them here, and we'll see if we can get these things on the road here. So bear with me. Hey, brother, how are you doing? What's that? Okay. Yeah, we've been having technical difficulties. So, yeah, that was a very wonderful song you picked from Michael Bublé, Feeling Good. And we have a subject today, and it's on acknowledgement, and would love to hear a few words from you on that.
Okay. have an acknowledgement for most things in life, but over this past few weeks, I've been forced to give the acknowledgement that our parents aren't immortal.
Mm.
You know, because our dad's health is really waning right now.
Mm.
You know, and to me, he was Superman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could squish Superman and Iron Man and everybody all in once. But, you know, it happens. Life happens, but I didn't want to acknowledge that he wasn't less than immortals. That's all I can say, you know. For the most part, acknowledgement, you know, is finally giving heed and admitting that something is true and factual.
Mm.
You know, and you know, we know we humans aren't immortal, but as long as our parents are around, we're sure they're immortal.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's what I think about it, acknowledgement, you know. And, you know, it just isn't to that, but anything that's, you know, a true positive or true negative and all that, you know, we've got to acknowledge it.
Mm.
You know, fire's hot. You know, we gotta acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
Water's wet.
Yeah.
We gotta acknowledge that. So, you know, it's just coming to the realization that you've got to admit it's true.
Mm.
That's my thoughts on acknowledgement. But, you know, I'm finally having to deal with the idea that I might be an orphan in the near future.
Mm.
I hope not to be.
Well, thank you for joining us and giving your input on that. And it is very important to acknowledge life and natural law and the way that our lives start and end sooner or later. So we really appreciate your words and your upbeat music and just everything that you do to inspire us. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I thank you guys here at the station, you guys on the mic and the guys in the background, the listeners here and abroad. Thank you for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And just have a great recovery, great week and weekend, and talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkina, BC, and always great to get words from him, words of wisdom, and just what makes him tick. So we're going to have to say bye for now pretty soon, but coming up next, we're going to have my brother Kluk Bakken, and he's got a song picked for us, and it's from Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway. Enjoy, everybody.
Sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. So we'll paddle me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Running out of time, so I got on the line with us. I got my brother Kluktukbachen from, he's also from Guayshkana, but he's in Tlakepmuk and living down California. And also we have Lady Faima. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Kluktukbachen. We'll start off with you.
Hello.
And we're listening to your song, Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway. What a wonderful song. Are you there?
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Life is a highway. We're all on this journey of life. And we have a subject today, it's on acknowledgement. So we'll start off with you. What's your words on acknowledgement?
Well, I actually had to look it up to see what it meant, and it seemed the acceptance of the truth. Mm-hmm. And life is a highway. I mean, it's smooth and everything, but you do get bumps every once in a while. You get washouts, and just have to accept the truth that it's never going to be smooth. Because things do happen.
Yeah, it's so true.
And it could change your life.
Mm-hmm.
I have to accept everything. I've come to the acceptance that I am getting older. Can't take every day for granted anymore. So, yeah, that's what I acknowledge now, that I'm getting older.
Yeah, very, very nice. And also we'll hear from Lady Faima. And you picked a really great song for the interview with Dr. Akvan, Golden.
Yes, the power. The reason I bring, you know, the James Bond movie is the International Secret Agent. That they do the action, a lot of action that are political and beneficial for the humanity. Dr. Payam Akhavan, that he has huge experience and education at the Harvard Law School, basically.
Mm.
And comparing, and he is non-political soul, that he is, you know, with his golden mind, golden fingers, that he writes about the law and fight for the human rights and justice, and he's with his golden action in every country, basically is the signature.
Beautiful.
That he leaves behind and brings an act for the humanity. And he's a start of his education was from Toronto. Hello to Toronto people, that they had such a significant soul among them. It's such a privilege for me to be witness such a significant and a special time of the golden action of Dr. Payam Akhavan.
Beautiful, wonderful.
You're listening.